This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is celebrating his win in Nevada's caucuses. Campaigning in Texas, Sanders told supporters his campaign got support from all kinds of Americans.
In Nevada, we have just put together a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden finished second in the vote.
You all did it for me. Now we're going on to South Carolina and win, and then we're going to take this back.
Sanders' victory, while encouraging for his supporters, only deepens concern among establishment-minded Democratic leaders who fear that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat President Trump. China is reporting another fall in the number of new coronavirus infections on Sunday. However, world health officials are warning it's too early to make predictions about the outbreak as new infections and fears of contagion increased elsewhere. South Korea is reporting a fourth death due to the virus and 123 new cases, bringing its total to 556, having doubled from Friday to Saturday. Cases in Italy, Europe's worst-hit country, more than quadrupled to 79 on Saturday with two deaths. 10 new cases in Iran took the total to 29 there and six deaths. The highway that links the Syrian capital with the northern city of Aleppo is open for public use for the first time in nearly 8 years. This comes after government forces recently captured parts of the M5 highway previously held by insurgents. From Washington, this is VOA News. A UN report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone, with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years. The report by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban takes effect. UNAMA Human Rights Chief Fiona Fraser said the UN welcomes any effort that will reduce the number of deaths and injuries in Afghanistan.
As the UN, we welcome any effort to reduce violence that may also then reduce civilian casualties. What we want to see here in Afghanistan is an end to the fighting and zero casualties.
The reduction of violence paves the way for the signing of a peace accord by the end of the month. Iranian media is saying that preliminary results of Friday's parliamentary election are showing conservatives winning 70% of the 290-seat chamber, with independents taking about 20% and reformists just 10%. Many observers, however, are pointing to extremely low turnout in most parts of the country. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video broadcast by Arab and Iranian media showed several men outside an Iranian polling station claiming that electoral officials had stolen Friday's parliamentary election. VOA could not independently confirm the claim, but dozens of video reports by citizen journalists on social media appeared to show extremely low turnout at most polling stations. Despite the apparently low turnout, Iranian media continued to show video of President Hassan Rouhani asserting that Friday's election was a glorious event in the history of the country and of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Arab news channels, for the most part, ridiculed Iran's election, and one Lebanese TV station joked, "The only thing Iran does well is to spread the coronavirus." Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
South Sudan is opening a new chapter in its fragile emergence from civil war, as rival leaders formed a coalition government that many observers hope will last this time around. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have made a big decision as they step back from their royal duties. Reuters' Aaron Barron has more.
It's Sussex Royal, no more. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have decided not to use the word royal in their branding after they start a new life in Canada, having chosen to step back from royal duties. The decision follows weeks of talks between the couple and the British royal family about just how they'll present themselves to the world in future. Harry is still a prince, however, and the couple will still retain their formal titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.